Recorded at American Century Investments, this is Yes You Can, Cover to Cover, the online broadcast of Stowers Innovations and YesYouCanOnline.info. Based on the award-winning Yes You Can series of books, Cover to Cover provides information to help you improve your financial position and enjoy a better life.
I'm Sam Goller, and I'm talking with authors Jack Jonathan and Sheila Mannheim. Jack and Sheila recently teamed up with American Century Investments founder Jim Stowers on the book Yes You Can, Reach Your Goals and Achieve Your Dreams. Jack, Sheila, I'm glad you're here today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Today we're going to talk about teamwork. In the book Yes You Can, Reach Your Goals and Achieve Your Dreams, you write a lot about the subject. Let's talk about teamwork. What should people know about working with a team? Jack, let's start with you. What should people know about working with a team?
There is a great deal being talked about team effort today, but you learn about teamwork early in life. In my case, I was seated with the Egyptian national team for the Olympic Games of 1940, which never took place. In 1937, our coach brought back a video of the Olympic Games of 1936, where Jesse Owens and his team got all the medals that were possible to have in Berlin. The technique used by the American team of passing the baton was so extraordinary, it was like clockwork. And our coach said, if we practice the American way, we're going to win. And so we did, practice day after day, until it was so instinctive that we didn't lose 0.1 seconds in passing the baton. During the final game, we won by a breast against a team that was much stronger than we were, but were not working as a team. This lesson stayed with me all my life. And as I grew into business, I realized that I did not have all the answers. I knew some things that other people didn't, and the members of the other part of the team could actually add to what I had thought was going to be a solution. Solutions arrived by team approach are always better because they bring into it ideas, experiences, resources that together give us a better view of what the right solution to a problem ought to be.
Well, I did not have the experience of teamwork growing up. And so I think it's interesting that the kind of team I would think about was Jack's kind of team, where there's a leader, an equal goal, and you go for the goal. But Jim's approach was different, and I thought it was interesting that for him, the team should be not a group of people with the same skills. In Jack's situation, they were all runners with a different twist to being a runner. But Jim would hire a person who was really good in marketing and then someone else who's really good on money and someone else's. They each had a different skill, and they were top of their field. And they had the same goal because he would say, this is our goal. And so together, they would work with a different viewpoint towards that same goal. And I think that that's very fascinating. But I also find it somewhat troubling as a person who was learning about teamwork for the first time. So I learned, for example, that one doesn't necessarily speak out. One should be quiet.
They listen well.
As new person involved in teamwork, the next time I try a team, I will be quiet to begin with and listen to say, what is everyone else's contribution and where do I fit in? And perhaps even wait to be asked. But then that would suggest that if I were the person bringing the team together, I will want to know that every person in that team knew what that person's strength was and were accepting that person. So that person comes in and they say, wow, this guy's a lawyer and he's really good and this is his focus. And then I would say, oh, I'm listening to that person because he knows something about that area. But on the other hand, then I would want him to understand my expertise and truly listen to me when I was speaking up in an area where I knew something.
I think that's a very good point, what you're bringing up about a new person on the team. But most of all, defining what the problem is and discussing it until everybody understands the problem before the team exercises the team effort. So the first thing anyone, doesn't have to be a leader, is to bring forth what are we trying to do. And with that first statement, define the problem. Now the team effort has a focus. and stay as long as they stay on the focus, bring different approaches to solving the problem.
So, Jack, it sounds as though curiosity and imagination are an important part of being a team member.
Absolutely.
To be curious.
That's where the synergy of a team effort begins to play its role. But if people don't agree on what the goal is, then the effort goes wasted. So that is the essential, is defining what we are trying to do.
There always seems to be a person in the team that wants to take over, that is a prima donna. You know, they want to control everything. How do you handle that person?
If you know all the answers, you don't belong to the team. If you know some of the answers because of your experience, then you're welcome.
But I like the idea of a leader because in my few experiences with teamwork, perhaps because I'm small, perhaps because I'm cocky, perhaps because I'm overconfident, I have always had difficulty presenting my point of view and being heard. And I have always felt that if it were not for a team leader who would say, now just a minute, let's listen to this point of view and truly understand it before we jump all over it. And that very rarely happened. And so I've always been very gun-shy of teams because I've not felt heard. And I think that, to me, Jim's idea of no leader, I find that really uncomfortable because I've always felt, where is the person who's going to hear what I'm saying?
Very good point. Maybe it's a use of word, leader. To Jim, when you say leader, meaning somebody's taking over. I think maybe we ought to use another word in a team setup. Maybe a convener, a moderator, who now keeps the team effort focused, but not as a leader, as a person who has the ability to understand how to keep everybody focused. A leader takes over. That's not what Jim wants. If we introduce the idea of a moderator, then you'll be heard.
And what it is I'm hearing is that it's the leader who comes up with the goal. And then it's the responsibility of the team to work together towards that goal. So the goal is now leading the team.
Sure. If they all focused on what the problem is, then it takes its own dynamics. And the moderator's quality is to keep everybody afloat on the issue itself. It takes this kind of psychology, and Sheila, you are quite well at this.
To know an idea and to act it out is not always the same thing.
Yes.
But what I did is in the way I was successful in teams, and this I think is a good thing I've taught my children and they've done that, is that I think that there are two different skills in the team. I'm a person whose ideas spread very broadly, and that's frightening to people because I go way outside the base. What I've always done is found a partner who was a focused person. So my partner and I would work together. So if you know what kind of person you are, and here is why it's important to know yourself, if you know what kind of person you are, and you ally yourself with someone who is more steady, then a person like me who branches out in too many directions can be heard through her partner. And so I've always had a good partner, somebody who would be able to do that focusing for me. So I think if you're like me and you are not heard, perhaps you need a partner who will help you be heard.
Yes, a facilitator. Bear in mind that not every team is the same. Different teams work differently. But most of all, are they all bringing their intellect, their experiences toward the solution of a particular problem? If it's not agreed upon to begin with, you have a team that is very strong independently. But that's where the leader, if you want to call that leader, who empowers the team. He doesn't step in and tell the team what to do. Is empower the team to create a solution and then to bring the solution to the leader. In a corporate structure, the leader cannot be in every team. So the teams are formed according to the wants and the objectives and the goal and priorities of a corporation. And the better the team variety and diversity, the better the solution.
And Jack, I think your experience as a relay runner sums up exactly what it is that you're talking about, is that each runner on the leg of the relay has an area of specialty. You know, there's a runner that is good at the straightaways and starting.
Yes.
There are the runners in the middle that are good at keeping the pace and moving the baton to the next runner. And then there's the runner at the end that's good at the finish. But, you know, independently, they have their area of expertise. And Sheila, this is what you're saying, is that you need to know who are your team members. But even though independently they have these great strengths, until they start working together as a team, that's when they're able to succeed.
Yes, and then very importantly, ideas that are finally emerging out of a team effort do not belong to one person who finally said, aha, here's the solution. Because that person, if he hadn't heard the debate, wouldn't come up with this insight. So every possible way to make people aware that at the end of the team effort, the solution is based on a group effort and not to the discovery of one person. And this is important. I call this process a creative avoidance, where all the ideas get into the hopper and debate it until something emerges because somebody sees something that has been missed by the others by virtue of what his experiences have been. And to come into the team effort with lots of ideas but no base for them, that's a very good idea because it creates the kind of dynamics of questions and answers and forces people to think deeper than what they thought possible at the beginning of that effort. But the most beautiful thing about a team is the trust they have. And as they go on growing the business, the trust they each have in each other makes the business grow by virtue of their dedication to their goal that they started out with. In Jim's case, he wanted to be the best, and he had the best people surrounding him, all agreeing with him from the very beginning that they could contribute to the growth of the business. And they were focused in such a way that the business grew, not because they all thought Jim's idea were best, but because together they made the best choices.
Jack, Sheila, thank you. It's been a wonderful discussion on teamwork. Before we wrap up today, I want to try and recap what it is that we've talked about, and we've talked about a lot. Each team member excels in their own area, and that it is important for the people in the team to know the talents of the other team members so they can take advantage of that. That team members are curious and imaginative. That there are no prima donnas in a team. It's important that everybody work together towards that common goal. Team members do not feel as though they know all the answers. They listen well and respect each other's ideas. They share the same vision and goal. And they work hard so the team can succeed, and that the best solutions are really the efforts of the group, not the efforts of an individual that takes over. For more information about teamwork and other success principles outlined in the book, Yes, You Can, Reach Your Goals and Achieve Your Dreams, visit yesyoucanonline.info. I'm Sam Goller, and this is Yes, You Can, Cover to Cover.
Yes, You Can, Cover to Cover is a production of Stowers Innovations, an American Century Investments company that makes people aware of the things they can do to improve their financial position and enjoy a better life. For information related to the topic you just heard, visit yesyoucanonline.info.